This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The initial symptoms suggest just about anything, but may be signs of an inflammatory disease many don't know about. Sarcoidosis can affect multiple organs, most often lungs and lymph glands. His close friend's mother died of it, so Dr. Joseph Austin Jr. has professional and personal reasons to raise awareness of the disease. The pulmonologist with Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital shares more about sarcoidosis for our consumer health series, Vital Signs.
It can be very serious based on your exposure to whatever the trigger is, which we don't know. It can involve various organs, and depending on the number of areas of involvement, those organs do not work well anymore.
On the other hand, some cases of sarcoidosis aren't so severe.
Yes, you can have mild cases because the number of granulomas within that particular organ do not lead to much dysfunction. In a lot of cases, though, you do have more inflammation. So if you have this inflammatory reaction of cells, the particular organ doesn't function well. An example would be the lung, where the lung becomes stiffer.
What are symptoms of this disease?
The symptoms are mild in most cases. You have symptoms that are acute and onset, and then you have others that we call indolent. That means that the cell and disease progresses very slowly. So those with short-term onset of disease, those patients have more of a dramatic symptomatology, really inflamed red areas in their body. It involves the skin. It can involve organ systems such as the neurologic areas, liver. So in patients that have various involvements, those organs start to dysfunction.
And those, but that sounds like severe symptoms. What are some of the more common symptoms of this?
Fatigue, slowly onset of weight loss that's unexplained. Patients may have areas of pain, soreness. They may have disfigurement of the skin. Nodular condition involving the lower extremities is quite common.
How do you eventually diagnose this as sarcoidosis?
The primary diagnosis is a biopsy. You'll see some of these areas of clustered white cells, which we call granuloma, on that biopsy sample, and that will nail down your diagnosis.
There's no cure, so how do you treat this disease?
Well, there's no cure because we don't know exactly what the trigger is that leads to this immune reaction. Generally, we'll treat the disease with a steroid, such as prednisone. But in most cases, because patients have mild disease, we would just simply observe them to see how their disease progresses. I would say 30 to 40% of the cases will not progress, and it'll actually resolve, usually within a year, year and a half.
This strikes people 20 to 40 years old, women more than men?
You're correct.
And African-Americans far more than whites?
Yes.
Why?
We don't exactly know why.
Do genetics play a role in this?
The genetics are important because we now know that family members or relatives can have the disease, and that's one of the risk factors that we look for in patients. We believe possibly that there is some type of genetic alteration of the trigger that leads to these inflammatory clusters of white cells.
Is there anything you can do to prevent sarcoidosis?
We don't know what causes it. So because of that,
it's
very difficult. But adequate diet, maintaining exercise and muscles in a healthy state, those are ways possibly to limit your chance of having it.
Dr. Austin, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Sam.